What is up, boys and girls, and everything in between? It's Bear with us. I'm Matt. She's Leah. Leah, how are you, my dear?
I am fantastic.
Fantastic. We're singing in the first answer of the day, so yeah. I can only imagine how long this episode will be.
I heard the song today. And a man of mine better be proud of me. Better love me, still better love me. I can be late for a date, that's fine, but you better be on time. A little Shania, if you will.
It's a song about a double standard.
No, it is completely
unfair.
It should be the anthem for every relationship.
That you can be late as long as I'm on time?
The old saying, happy wife, happy life. If guys were smart, they would just listen to that song and do everything she says because everything would be perfect.
There it is. Shania Twain has solved everyone's relationship ills.
Like when I burn the food, you better say, I like it like that.
She working that back. I don't know how to act slow motion for me. So we're two different genres.
Wanna hear him say, yeah, 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 like it that way.
Well, if nothing else, we just created the world's first Shania Twain and Juvenile mashup. I could have named about 10,000 things I was going to do today. That wasn't one of them. Hey, how much fun have we been having with the brand new Bear With Us YouTube channel?
It's been amazing. And I like it because it adds a little video component, if you will.
And also, podcast. Much like Pancake, you're fascinated by watching yourself do anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. What? Says the guy who stares at himself anytime he walks by a mirror.
Got to make sure I'm put together. Got to be presentable.
You really think I enjoy watching myself that much?
I mean, that mirror in the living room. Never mind. Let's talk
the
about
mirror in the living room. We can sure talk about that.
I think we need to not talk about
it's
that right now.
It's a big floor mirror, you guys.
It's a gigantic
we
mirror.
We put it to great use.
Sure do.
I think we need to take a little break. This is the perk and the, what is the opposite of perk?
Pitfall.
Pitfall of podcasting from home. So I'm like, can you just do me right here on this couch?
I mean, that's going to open things up to a whole new can of worms.
Put that on YouTube.
Yeah, that's a good way to get ourselves kicked off and banned.
Well, then not YouTube, but like
RedTube. Is LubeTube a real thing?
You've never been on LubeTube.
No, why would I lie about that?
RedTube's good, but LubeTube is pretty good.
Okay, great.
Now you know.
Now I know. I've learned.
Coming to my TED Talk.
I have learned all that my brain can possibly absorb today. So maybe we can do a little teaching because it's been a while since we've done an episode like this, but the official Bear With Us mailbag has been overflowing with questions from all over the globe. So we are dedicating today to the Bear With Us mailbag.
I just have something to say before we get into that.
Okay.
I am so, so grateful for the Bear With Us faithful. You guys are so incredible. I knew how much I missed you when we weren't recording, when we took that little hiatus, but to have you back and like to be able to interact with you guys on social media, and you guys are just so amazing. And like this podcast would be nothing without you guys. You guys are so cool. So to hear your feedback and to hear your questions and to hear that you like what we're saying, because it feels like absolute nonsense. Well, definitely coming out of my mouth, but it doesn't feel like we're just like bullshitting here, and to hear that it's like helping you guys, or it's at least something that you can relate to in your relationship. It means so, so much to us. And I just need to take a minute to say like, thank you so much. You guys are the best.
Grazie. And before we dive into the mailbag, we have to acknowledge this is the first live appearance of Pancake on the Bear With Us podcast.
Pancake, say hi. Look at him. He got a little lion cut. And he's been extra spastic since he got shaved. He's never been shaved before, only like trimmed. And all he's doing is wiping his butt everywhere. Sounds like father, like son. Now only if you would wipe your butt on my...
Leah, what's in the mailbag?
Okay, well, here we go. This is super exciting because it is an entire mailbag episode. Then I have to do a big grandiose song. This is your fault. Here's a mail, it never fails. Wait, let me start over. That wasn't a good. I need to go a little bit lower, lower octave.
This room is not conducive.
There's not enough. Like, I didn't warm up. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. One, one, two, one, one, two, three, two, one, one, two, three, four, three, two, one. Okay. Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my little tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail! That song is just not long enough. We need to do like a remix to add another verse, maybe. Maybe we should add a verse to it. And then like, that's the chorus.
Let's not say we did.
I think it's a great idea.
Leah, what's in the mailbag?
My boyfriend hates me, you guys. Okay. Question number one, honey. Dear Matt and Leah, love the podcast. Big fan of both of y'all. I've been single for about 2 years now and just started talking with this amazing person. We're not dating officially yet, however. I feel like I have found something special in this girl. She has always been a relationship person like Leah. Me, on the other hand, I've had one, maybe two serious relationships in the past. I'm a classic overthinker and I'm afraid of royally f***ing this up. The goal is to be in a relationship with her. Do you guys have any tips or tricks on how I can get out of my own way? P.S. Is it true that you hear love songs in your head when it's the real deal? Oh, he's in love.
My advice to you would be, do not concern yourself with what could go wrong. You know, that old saying that you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. If you guys are getting along well and you're cool and maybe it's not moving as fast as you had hoped or whatever, don't rush it. Just let it be. We talked quite a few times on this show about ultimatums and how they suck and can ruin a relationship. If you're feeling like what you guys are doing and what you have is cool, just keep going with it. Let it explore and let it happen organically. You can't force it.
Yeah. Don't put pressure on yourself. All you can do is be you. And if she doesn't like you for you, then she's not the girl for you. So all you can do is be yourself.
She likes me for me.
Not because I look like Leonardo.
Wow. Not I set you up there.
Buddy Holly?
No, Buddy Holly's not even mentioned in that song, I don't think.
Oh. What am I singing here? What are you singing?
I was singing Blessed Union of Souls.
Oh, I was singing.
Hey, Leonardo.
Oh.
She likes me for me. Not because I'm tough like Dirty Harry. Make her laugh just like Jim Carrey, unlike the cable guy.
Okay, yeah.
What she sees. See, you're not the only one that got pipes, kid.
Let's hear it, babe.
Let's not say we did. How about this isn't about me? This is about the Bear With Us listeners and their ails.
Yes, their ails.
Ails, ailments, ails.
They said their a-holes. I was like, okay, I know where your head's at. So now I know what it feels like. You cut me off and now I don't know where I was going.
Oh, we had ourselves an epiphany.
I was saying that you have to be yourself and don't force anything, because if she doesn't like you for just being you, then she's not the girl for you. So just take it slow. Don't rush it and just enjoy the process. Trust the process.
That's how you can tell that Leah left the room when I was giving my advice. Because
I was getting Pancake out.
Pancake. He's not conducive to it.
He's rubbing his butt all over us. Had to get rid of him. All right, here we go. Question number two, honey. Hi, Matt and Leah. My boyfriend and I have been together a bit over 2 years. I will admit I'm a bit of a social butterfly. When we go out to a bar, I do tend to start conversations with other people who are not in our group of friends. He tends to get very upset when I do this and always starts an argument when we're out. It's not like I'm flirting or anything. These conversations are very innocent and I just like talking to people. And majority of the time I am talking about my boyfriend and what a great guy he is. What should I do? Should I stop talking to the other people and just keep to myself? Mind you, we are a gay couple. So to him, talking to another gay man, he thinks it's flirting. I hope y'all can help. No, don't stop. You keep being you. You know what your intentions are. Your intentions are not to be flirting with somebody else or to make him jealous. You're just being yourself. And it seems like he's being a little bit controlling and he's not accepting you for who you are. Now, if you're all over somebody and you're being exceptionally flirty, sure, there's an issue in that. But if that's just who you are, to me, it feels like this person is not the guy for you. Because if he loved you and he knew your intentions and knew who you were to your core, then he would not be worrying about it. he seems a little insecure to me.
Well, Leah, very much with the throw the baby out with the bathwater mindset.
I'm not saying it doesn't work.
Sorry, you're just doomed.
Saying you need to, like, no one should change who they are for somebody.
No, I agree. But my whole point, what I took away from the question was the talking and socializing with other people, being a social butterfly, as he put it. To Leah's point, you are who you are. For me, I'm a guy who I have a capability of letting my mind run away with me from time to time. I don't think it's rare. I think a lot of guys are like that, where if I don't hear from you for an extended period of time, or it's not hard, I should say, to let my mind get the best of me. And I think a lot of guys are like that, whether they'll admit it or not. The difference is, if there's one time that I don't think I will ever be suspicious, or dare I say even really jealous, is when I'm there. When I'm present, all bets are off. Like, it's cool, because if I'm in the same bar and yeah, you're chatting to somebody or you're dancing with somebody, like being social and dancing and having a good time, or chatting with whoever, or friends of friends come around. If I'm in the room or in the area, I'm not worried.
Right.
That is the one time where I'm like, oh, hey, whatever.
Like, you're seeing it. You're there. You can see it, and you know, like, it's not, there's nothing to worry about.
Now, if all of a sudden you start hanging out with people that your partner doesn't know, or you're gone for hours at a time, and he's absolutely, suspicion is justified. I'm not one of these ones that's like, oh, just always trust your partner, let them do what they want. No, you can be suspicious from time to time. That's perfectly okay. It's not okay to be suspicious when you're with the person physically, because you think something that's happening is, or something that's not happening is happening.
I think that this is a little bit of toxic to me, to just see that you are at a bar with your partner and they're upset that you're talking to somebody else. That's, to me, feels a little red flag there.
I mean, I'm not going to throw a red flag on anything just yet. I think it's probably something that could be solved with a conversation.
Right, yeah. Maybe have you talked about it?
Right.
Have you guys spoken about this? And have you said, hey, this is a little weird for me that you're feeling so insecure and feeling like I'm flirting with somebody else when I'm just talking. This is me. This is who I am. Again, we're not there. We can't see. So I don't know what your level of
chatting with somebody, and you know, your arms
like, oh, it just
around them. And there's definitely a line that can be crossed.
But if you're doing everything in a way that is pretty acceptable, then you should have a conversation. And if you've had conversations and it's still like this, well, then maybe you should consider.
Yeah, you owe it to yourself partner to at least discuss it. And it might be something that he doesn't even realize he's doing.
Right.
And it can be easily addressed and fixed, or you can just take Leah's advice and just break it off now.
No, I'm not saying that. I just feel like, because I've been in relationships in the past where this person, you know, tries to control me, like, oh, why are you acting like this? Or why are you doing that? And it's like, I stopped being that way. And then I realized, well, wait, this is me. This is who I am. Like, I'm not doing anything wrong here. I didn't like that I turned into somebody else for my partner. And so I feel very strongly about that. So I think, you know, if you're not doing anything wrong and you know what your intentions are, then you shouldn't be with somebody that's going to try to diminish that or like dull your flame.
But also, let me add on, and this is just playing devil's advocate, as I like to do, check yourself first. Sure. What you are considering just being social at a bar and just chatting to new people might be across the line for a lot of people.
Sure.
Everyone's got different degrees in how they perceive things. And if it's totally acceptable to walk up and you know, grab somebody's ass
I know you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. There are definitely fine lines. So reflect on yourself. Once you're certain that what you're doing is totally okay and that your intentions are not nefarious ever, then have a chat, have a conversation.
Put yourself in your partner's shoes. If you were them and you saw, like, if the roles were reversed, everyone can easily be like, oh, I wouldn't care. But really genuinely put yourself in their shoes. And if they were doing something, like if it was opposite situation, would you be okay with it? And if you would, okay. But if not, if you would be like, oh, wait, I don't know if I'd be okay with them acting like this or talking to that person, then maybe you should check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Because I'm bad for your health.
Is that what the next line is?
I don't know. It should be.
I had no idea. I would have been like, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. What do you mean bad for your health? How does that fit in?
Leah, I don't know. I'm not Ice Cube. I was just rhyming with what you said. I didn't realize you were actually intending on going into the song.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. That was a good line.
I got bars.
Phantom. Do you?
Yeah.
I got bars. I have chocolate bars in the fridge and I'm so excited to eat them after we're done. Dark chocolate goes so well with wine. Okay. Question number three, honey. I do have a problem that I hope you can help me with. An old flame has recently reached out and wants to catch up with me. I am not opposed to this, but I do have some reservations because I fell harder for her than any other female in my life. She undoubtedly taught me what love is and feels like. I can remember so much from our time together, even small, seemingly unimportant things. She still holds an extremely special place in my heart. I know that she is married and has children, but when we talk, she talks to me like about things that I wouldn't want a significant other of mine to talk to an old flame about. I ask her about her husband and kids and she blows off the question. I absolutely do not want to wreck a home / marriage. The only thing saving me is that she lives 2.5 hours away from me. She is talking about getting together soon and coming to see me. And I honestly don't know if I'd be strong enough to resist her if she made a move. I came up with an excuse on why I can't see her, but she is not accepting them. Please help.
It's a trap. Yeah, nothing good can come of this, man. If she's an old flame for a reason, I know stranger things have happened. And somewhere down the line, perhaps she is unhappy in her marriage. And I understand what that feels like. I know, but don't breach that until it's clean cut and done and over with, because otherwise you're just asking for headaches and problems. And remember, you guys split for a reason. And I find that I think it's the human condition. We generally tend to focus and remember positive things.
Right.
We've all been in relationships that were ultimately shitty relationships, but you don't sit and think about, oh God, remember when she did this? You're more inclined to go, oh yeah, I remember that was actually really fun. And your brain has this weird way of just kind of normalizing and going like, oh yeah, that wasn't that bad.
Yeah, you're glorifying it.
Right. And I think that's more of a human condition issue than an actual positive or negative of the relationship. Don't get caught up in it, man. It's, if you guys want to keep in touch and email or text or whatever it is you guys do to communicate, maybe that does help. Maybe she just does need someone to vent to and to chat to maybe help her through a tough time. Not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying for you, the dude who wrote the email asking us the question, I am not a mind reader or a fortune teller, but I have a very hard time seeing any positive outcome should you reconnect with her more so than you already have.
It's a no from me, dog. It is bad news. It's the things that she's telling you, things that you're saying you wouldn't feel comfortable with your partner talking to an ex about. That's your answer right there. So you need to disengage. To me, you need to be the one. You seem like you have a pretty clear headspace to just kind of cut it off, because even having contact is giving her this false sense of hope. And I know she's probably thinking in her mind, oh, but you know, like he's still thinking, okay, cool. Like, no, she's married with kids. Like, and in no realm is that okay. Like you need to nip it in the bud before it gets to a point where you're both stuck in a very muddy situation. And I think you need to be the bigger person in this and just kind of stop all contact for now. Because if she's talking to you about things that, like you're saying, are very inappropriate, it's just not going anywhere. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing at all.
Do you remember at the beginning of your answer when you instantaneously morphed into Randy Jackson from American Idol?
It's a no from me, dog.
Will you sign my samurai sword?
So we showed Matt's kids American Idol because we were watching American Idol, like the new one with Katy Perry and I don't know, Lionel Richie. And who's the other one? Luke Bryan. So, and we were watching it and they're just like not quite interested in it. And we're like, no, but you have no idea how big this show was way back in the day. Like the first few seasons, are you kidding? With Paula, Randy, and Simon, that was like the trifecta. Everything in the country, everything pop culture was American Idol.
Yeah. You know why? Because Simon was allowed to be mean to people.
I know.
Now everything sucks. You have to be positive and say, oh, well, you've got, look, I get positive
participation.
I get positive reinforcement until you turn like 16.
Sure.
And then it's like, okay, hey, look, you suck at singing. You're a nice kid,
yeah,
but this ain't for you.
You need to like prepare people for the real world, because the real world is not like that.
Right.
But because we also watched America's Got Talent and they love Simon. They think he's so funny.
Right.
And we're like, wait a minute. You guys don't even know how funny he was.
Yeah, but he's gotten soft, but he's still legit though. He doesn't fire off the insults quite like he used to, but he's still honest, which I appreciate.
I kind of want to watch that tonight.
Well, that's not going to happen.
What?
I don't
like the old ones?
No.
He's so funny.
If there was a way to just clip Simon Cowell down and watch that.
There's like Simon Cowell moments on YouTube.
I'm sure there are, but I don't want to watch American Idol again.
We digress. Question number cuatro. Numero. Cuatro is four.
In Spanish, yes.
Question. Did I say question in Spanish?
Pregunta.
Pregunta numero cuatro. I said question. Okay, I took French in high school. Leave me alone. Hey, Matt and Leah, love the show. I don't know if this is something you'd be able to shed some light on, but with a lot of views, how do I get my man to be more dominant? Like, I want him to be that way automatically, but he needs some convincing. I know you guys have a very equal relationship, but I prefer the man to be the boss and maintain the controls. I don't want him to be abusive by any means, just to clarify. Any advice?
I'm going to defer to you on this one, because this is something that seems foreign these days.
Yeah.
But I know it was sort of the norm for most of the history of society.
Right.
But now, obviously, you know, women's rights and the world has evolved. For the better.
Sure.
But I can understand how that could be appealing to someone, but I think you might be more qualified to speak on that.
Okay. I have a lot of thoughts about this.
Okay.
I consider myself to be someone who's pretty old school as far as like values go. I want to cook for you, right? I want to take care of you. If there's something you want or you need, you say, oh, I've been needing, I go and get it for you.
Because it makes you happy.
It makes me happy. Okay. I think it's because that's how I was raised. But then I was also raised not to rely on a man for anything. You need to be able to provide for yourself. So I feel like I'm in this weird place where, like, financially, I'm fine by myself. I'm okay without you. But when we're together, I'm like, oh, I want to. And I don't mean like without you. I just mean, I don't know the way I'm trying to explain it. How do I explain this? Because I feel like you understand me.
You've broken the traditional gender role. From a female's perspective.
Right. But I still appreciate.
Right. Well, that's, yeah, you don't play the role, but you still appreciate what it was, the value behind it. Yeah. Sure.
And so I read this thing a while ago because, and I think I relate to this a lot. I am so dominant in my everyday life. Like I work and if there's something I want, I can buy it. I have my own bank account. I don't have to worry about those things. And you know, as women, we're so in control nowadays, especially that when it comes to the bedroom, I don't want to be in control. I want the man to be in control. I want to like not have to think and just like let him take control. And I think that that's sort of like when I read that, I was like, wow, like I relate to this so much.
Is she asking specifically bedroom wise or more as a throughout the relationship?
Right. She doesn't specify.
Because that's what I got from it was she wants to be told more or less, this is what we're doing. This is how we do it.
Make decisions and things.
Right. Which I could see the appeal in that sometimes. Sure. Right. I mean, that's not necessarily even a gender role, but like a
general
submissive dominant relationship sort of that goes beyond sex. That's, that's some people live a lifestyle of that because it's gratifying to them.
Right.
To each their own. I'm not really familiar with that sort of dynamic in any relationship.
Yeah. I don't know. Cause she's not specifying. So, cause she's saying you guys have a very equal relationship, which is true. So maybe she's just thinking general and in general.
Right.
And I think maybe it's one of those things you just have to, like we say most of the time when it comes to these questions, sit down and have a conversation. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're pulling back the curtain or like, just have a conversation, sit there and talk and tell them how you're feeling and say, hey, I think it would be, I would appreciate it if you made some more of the decision.
Took a little more control.
Yeah.
And again, in an attempt to be the devil's advocate, to put myself in his shoes, that's never something I would even entertain unless you spoke to me about it first, because to me, back to the original conversation about chivalry and being a gentleman and things that I value and pride myself on being, kind of go against that.
Right.
And we had a conversation similar earlier today, how I am afraid to assert myself. And I don't mean it in like a fear. Oh no, Leah's going to hit me with a ruler. No, it was knowing you and how strong-willed and independent you are. I am almost overly cautious when it comes to trying to make a decision about anything as it pertains to you and I together. You will say something, or I like this. I like to do this. I need this. I need space. I only need to eat this thing, whatever it may be that you're, whatever kick you're on at that given moment. But
that's not even fair to say, because I'm not on a kick. No,
but listen,
I am who I am.
Can I finish my thought?
Yes.
You will make a declaration of any type. You like something, you don't like something. My inclination is to go, oh yeah, I'm pretty sure she doesn't like that. I'm not even going to bring it up. I'm going to go, she doesn't make right turns, so we're only going left from here on out. Not because I'm afraid of resistance. I just go, oh, well, last I heard or last I remember, she's not into that. She doesn't like that. Or she wanted more of this. So I just go, hey, I'm going to make plans this evening for myself. If you want to come, you can come with me, but I don't want to be presumptive. And I'm saying I do that almost too far in the other direction a lot of times.
You definitely do.
Which I'm aware of that, but right. I'm giving you the reasoning why. Like my thought process is, okay. But
there's got to be a happy medium.
Right. Right. Well, I understand that. This is just a thought that I'm having on my own that was spawned by the woman's question.
Yeah.
I would feel weird going, no, Leah, Saturday night, we're going to dinner at so-and-so with so-and-so.
Yeah.
Whether, and you might go, oh, that sounds great. Like,
go f*** yourself.
Right. You know, that's what I mean. Right. It's a case by case basis with you. It sounds to me like she may not be a case by case basis. She's more of a general, I kind of am into that. And if that's what you're into, celebrate it, man. That's cool. Like I get that the world's weird now and everyone's, oh, that's that. What do you live in the Stone Age?
Everyone has different
views. Right. Whatever you're into, if it makes you happy, it will most likely make your partner happy, seeing you happy. And if you just voice that concern or that idea or that desire that you have, I'd be willing to bet you'll probably make some progress after a conversation, because he'll most likely go, oh, I never knew you liked that. I can try. And then once the doors, open and the glass is broken, hey, now you guys are on this together. You go, hey, a little more of this. No, that's too far. Don't do that. And you set your boundaries and it works out to where you're comfortable and getting what you need. And he is able to give you what you want without crossing any boundaries or making himself or you uncomfortable. I don't see anything wrong with that in any scenario.
Yeah. And I think going off of something you tell me all the time is you can't read my mind. Like I have to, which I think I'm pretty damn good at this point, telling you what I want and what I'm looking for, and you have to convey that to him. He can't read your mind. So you have to tell him, this is what I'm looking for. And like, sit down and have an actual conversation. And I'm sure what man is going to be like, no, I don't want to be more assertive. Like, I'm sure he's going to be like, cool, this is great. And it's probably not even something that's crossing his mind. He has no idea.
It might be super refreshing and give you a whole new lease on this relationship. He may be tentative. He may go, I don't know. You want me to do what?
Or maybe.
But he's probably going to try at least.
Yeah.
If he loves you and cares about you and you guys are at least in a relationship that's based on an email, seems reasonably healthy enough to, you feel like discussing it. Give it a shot. And this is one I'm actually curious. Give it a shot and have a conversation and shoot us an email back and let us know how it goes.
Just like this conversation has reminded me of something that we've been chatting about since the beginning of our relationship. And I kind of want to like dive into it a little bit right now.
Go for it.
People change, people grow, people evolve.
Right.
A goal of yours in our relationship is to grow together and be able to continue to change and grow and change our outlooks on things. Right. Mm-hmm. So like maybe, I don't know how long this couple has been together, but maybe when they first got together, the relationship was one way, but maybe they've been together 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. We don't know, because she didn't specify. People, like the things that you look for and your partner, like it grows and changes over time. And the things you need from your partner, like say you start dating someone at 25, and now you're 35. Your goals and needs and wants are from 25 to 35.
Sure.
So like maybe beginning of your relationship, like what you had was working, but now you're at a point where you're like, okay, I'm just sick of making all the decisions. I want him to take control. And I think that's really important in relationships in general to recognize that we all are growing and changing and evolving. And if you can't evolve with your partner, then it's not going to work. Like you need to both be able to change with each other and say like, hey, like this is what worked for me then, but like, this is what I'm looking for now. And to be able to do that with your partner and vice versa, like what you're looking for maybe in 5 years from now is going to be different than when we first started dating. And I think it's important to constantly have the open line of communication and be like receptive to what your partner is asking for. That just is like coming to me.
Boom. Nailed it. Is there anything left in the bag?
I mean, there's so many questions. We've been gone for like a month and a half. So the mailbag is
we don't have to answer all of them today.
I think that was pretty good, right? Should we?
Let's do one more for the road.
Question number 5, honey. Dear Matt and Leah, first of all, love the show. I've been listening since day one. And it's actually my disconnect away from work and all the evil I see on a daily basis. So thank you for helping me decompress. Here's my question. I'm a police officer and my girlfriend is a doctor resident.
Respect to both of you. Yeah, thank you.
Honestly. And we have been dating for a year and a half. We're both divorced and we recently decided to move in together and merge pets. Uh-oh. But since day one of moving in together, everything has changed. It's like she did a 180 and everything I do is wrong. I can't do anything right. The pets aren't getting along and it's a constant battle every day. It's to the point now she sleeps in a different room. Communication is gone. I don't even know what to think or say. How can we have had a perfect relationship for a year and a half and it all goes to hell when we move in together? I don't know what to do. Please help me. And what's your opinion? I'm going to tell you this. My meme, she's 85 years old. She's French. That's why I call her meme. She's so old school. Like when it comes to, you know, values, tradition, she's so old school, but she always, always, always told me and my sister, you have to live with someone before you marry them. She always told us this. Because you don't truly know someone until you live with them. And I think that this is what a classic case, that's what that is right here.
I guess I can relate because I still do think the world of you, but now after having lived with you, I realize that perhaps my biggest pet peeve in the world was something I didn't even know existed until we cohabitated. And that being your affinity for taking one bite out of a Pop-Tart and then throwing it back in the box until next time. Or putting eating half of a donut and then putting it in like a drawer.
You love that about me.
No, it's still the weirdest thing of all time.
He goes and like eats half of his sub. Like he'll save his sub for the next day.
Like in the refrigerator, yeah, like a reasonable human being.
He'll wake up the next day and there's like a bite missing. You're welcome. But those things you learn to live with, right?
Right.
But I feel like you truly don't know someone until you live with them. And okay, so hear me out. There's this little phase when you first move in with someone. It's super exciting. You're just like, oh my gosh, we're together all the time. We're really moving to the next step of our relationship. But then it gets past that little honeymoon phase and every single thing they do annoys you. Like just little things. But you have to go past that phase of all the little things because you have to get used to being with them and you have to get used to being, okay, this is how they do this. And I guarantee there's things about you that is pissing her off. So you have to get past that initial annoying phase and then move to like the normal life phase. And if you can't get past that annoyance,
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does make sense. I still can't get over the fact that when you use the phrase merged pets, I immediately pictured cat dog. Like they just made like a Frankenstein of all of their pets.
That sucks that the pets aren't getting along. Like that's extra annoying.
But also don't let that ruin your relationship like because some pets. People, I've heard that I've seen that on TV or people were
really?
Like, oh, people get so like you get mad at me when I get mad at Pancake.
Because you're very mean to him in front of the kids. If just us everyday life, I don't care. Like I'm like, babe, you're ridiculous. Leave him alone.
I just choose to speak colorfully. No,
but when
him.
You're mean to him in front of the kids, I don't like that because then they're mean to him and that's not okay.
Just for clarification, me being not mean like to the dog is like,
no, but he like just
saying, hey, idiot, get off the couch.
But that's what I mean. Like, okay. So what are you trying to get to? Like when we're talking about, like if we were to merge the pets, like if he was just mine.
No, I'm just saying, don't let that get in the way because people are often very obsessive over their pets. Let's not throw a human being in a great relationship out the window because, for a four-legged creature that's probably only live for a few more years. Let's be honest. All right.
He's so blunt.
I'm drinking my truth serum over here.
He's so blunt. I love it.
But no, I think it's important that the two of you, and I'm going to put the onus on you just as the guy in the relationship, and you're aware of the situation. The fact that you were able to write us an email and say, hey, this is what's going on, putting it on your shoulders. Remember what it was about her that made you fall in love with her to begin with, and do your best to remind her of that, whether that means take her out to dinner and you guys just talk, or go sit in a park and get ice cream and talk. Communication is key in this case, right? She's a doctor. She obviously has her own career and she sounds like a successful woman. You're doing your thing. You don't need each other, which is a good thing.
Right.
You need to figure out what it is that you want about each other. Chances are that it's still there, but you won't know. And it's only going to fester and boil over the longer you keep it inside and ignore it and push it down and suppress it. You have to have the conversation. Yes,
rip
so you
the
say,
off.
Hey, next night you guys are out, go on a date. You know what? And maybe, or to the best of your ability, I know it's a pandemic and the world's crazy right now. Get a frozen pizza and a bottle of wine and some candles and sit on the couch and watch a movie, but talk, discuss with each other. Cause there might be something to Leah's point that you're doing that is driving her up the goddamn wall. And she's wants to throw you out, but she loves you too much to do it. And you need to be prepared for that. Cause she, if you go, hey, listen, you've changed, you always have to be ready for the counterpunch. If you want to instigate a conversation or there could potentially be an argument or anger inducing, be prepared for the counterpunch. Because if I say, Leah, listen, this thing that you do and you've been doing a lot lately is really starting to irritate me, I'd be willing to bet you'd go, oh, I didn't think about it like that. I'll see what I can do to change it. However, you might be doing it in response where it's, well, you know what, Matt, I'm only doing that because you've done this for the past 3 months and I can't stand it. And it's just this, but until you get it out in the open, and it sounds cliche, we talk about it as one of our three tenets of a successful relationship. Communication is key, but make sure it's you and her. Put the pets away, put them out in the kennel or in the garage, or just you and her need to spend some time together and try to reconnect. And unfortunately, it may not solve things. Maybe something's irreparably broken, but you will not know until you have the conversation.
Yeah. And just kind of take it for what it is. Like maybe you guys aren't compatible, but you don't know until you actually live with someone. Like, what if you guys got married and then you moved in together and you're like, wait a minute, all of these things, I don't like these things about her. And now I'm f-ing stuck because I'm married. No, you're doing it in the right way. Just take it step by step, communicate, have the conversation, figure it out. And that's it.
Yeah, because at this point, I mean, you have to look forward to and worry about unmerging the pets, and that could get really messy. Right.
And then what if the pets are actually really good friends, but they're just pretending they don't like each other?
That's ridiculous. You live in a fantasy world.
I have a question for you.
What?
So you said, remember what it is that you like fell in love with her over. Like there's a reason why you fell in love with her.
Yeah.
What is that for me?
Oh, you know this. I tell you this all the time, how smart you are. And the fact that I can be me and make my stupid, dark, inane jokes and stupid references to random movies from the 90s and Nickelodeon shows and all of the things that made me kind of how I am. Yes, I blame Nickelodeon for me being the way that I am. But you were just there, like on the wavelength. Like when we just first started chatting, I was like, and I mean this in, it's going to sound bad coming out, but it was like talking to one of my buddies, one of my guy dude friends, like a Mikey or somebody who we're just on that same wavelength and we could finish each other's thoughts. Just and that Mikey and I became best friends for that reason.
Right.
Because like the first night we hung out, we were already that in tune where I'd go, oh, hey, you remember this? And he'd go, oh my God. And then this happened, like just kindred spirits, so to speak. And I got that from you in a pretty short period of time where it was like, oh, okay. Despite the fact, she's a smoke show and she's really hot, but talking to you and all of the stupid random references and things that I make my sense of humor, the fact that you got that was like, oh, there's something here. This isn't just some random hot chick.
That was cute. That was sweet. I appreciate that.
Cool.
You know what made me fall in love with you?
My dick.
And your butthole.
No, then you then you still don't love me.
I mean, I've seen it.
What?
I've seen it.
How?
When you're sleeping.
You're weird. I'm going to start sleeping in iron underwear. Someone give me a goddamn chastity belt. Chastity belt?
Well, this is fun.
It was
a
blast.
We have so many more emails, but we obviously will get to them in the next coming weeks.
Totally. And we're going to get our set upgrade completed, which I cannot wait for. But in the meantime, there is plenty to get your eyes on the Bear With Us YouTube page. Make sure you check us out on Twitter, Instagram, wherever you follow the show.
Subscribe, leave us a review, leave us a rating, leave us all the stars.
Yeah, we did our best to help you or unintentionally sabotage your relationships today. If you could pay us back by doing us a huge, gigantic favor.
Give us all stars.
Hey, you know what? It's better than nothing. Actually, maybe it's not. I don't know if one star is better than nothing. But yeah, like and subscribe and leave us some comments.
What topics you guys want us to talk about? What are things like, yes, we love your questions. We want to answer them, but if there's like a topic you want us to discuss for the episode, let us know in the email or the comments of any of our posts that we post on social media or sign into our DMs. As Matt will say, do not sign into my DMs because I will not read them.
Because I will fucking kill you.
I will read them.
And I'll still fucking kill you.
We love you guys so much. This has been so fun. I'm so glad we're back.
I had a blast.
We're back. We're getting Doug back. You know what that's from?
No.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
Why would I kid you about
one The Hangover?
Oh, I haven't seen that in a long time.
We're getting Doug back.
Goodbye forever.
Bear with us.
Leah's going to hit me with a ruler.